Hey there, my amazing Stoic fam. Welcome back to another episode of The Stoic Way, where we break down ancient wisdom and make it work for our modern lives. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you build that unshakable discipline, cultivate some serious detachment, and find inner peace even when the world feels like a hurricane. Now, today we're diving into something super powerful. Creating a mindfulness practice that actually sticks in your daily routine. You know that feeling, right? Like life's a constant hamster wheel of to-dos, notifications, and endless scrolling. We're always on the go, always thinking about what's next, never truly present in this moment. But trust me, carving out space for mindfulness is like hitting the refresh button on your entire being. So let's get down to the good stuff, the five key takeaways that will help you build a mindful practice that actually works. First things first, ditch the pressure. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect Zen state. It's not about emptying your mind completely, that's like trying to silence a toddler at nap time, it just doesn't happen. It's about gently bringing your awareness to the present moment, whatever that looks like. Maybe you're feeling stressed, anxious, or even bored. That's okay. Mindfulness is about accepting those feelings without judgment and simply observing them. Like a scientist studying an experiment, or just watching what's happening inside your mind and body. Next up, make it personal. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to mindfulness. Experiment with different techniques and find what resonates with you. Some people love guided meditations, others prefer walking meditations or focusing on their breath. You could even try a mindful cup of coffee, really savoring each sip, the aroma, the taste. It's all about engaging your senses fully in the present moment. Thirdly, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with just 5 minutes of mindfulness each day and gradually increase it as you feel comfortable. Think of it like building a muscle you wouldn't expect to bench press 200 pounds on your first day at the gym, right? Start slow, be consistent, and celebrate those small wins. Now let's talk about integration. Mindfulness isn't just something you do in a quiet room with candles burning. It's about bringing that awareness into every aspect of your life. Pay attention while you're washing dishes, talking to a friend, or even driving to work. Really engage with those activities and notice the details you might usually miss. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train, and that's totally okay. Just gently bring your attention back to the present moment without judgment. And don't forget to celebrate those moments of clarity and peace they are worth savoring. Okay, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Ever feel like you're rushing through your morning routine, grabbing coffee on autopilot, barely registering anything around you? Well, imagine this. Instead of scrolling through social media while you brew that cup of joe, take a moment to truly appreciate the aroma of the coffee beans. Feel the warmth of the mug in your hands, notice the gentle steam rising, and savor each sip. Suddenly, that mundane morning task becomes a mindful ritual, setting the tone for a more present and intentional day. See? Mindfulness isn't about escaping life, it's about showing up fully to every moment. It's about finding peace in the midst of chaos, clarity in the midst of confusion, and joy in the ordinary. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Ditch the pressure, make it personal, start small, integrate mindfulness into your daily life, and be kind to yourself. This isn't just theory, this is about creating a life that feels more vibrant, more meaningful, more you. Now go out there, practice some mindfulness, and let me know how it goes in the comments below. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, keep on cultivating that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.